You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Jam. I am so excited for our guest today. We're going to get a lot of nitty-gritty ideas, information, ideas, and you're in for a treat for sure. So without further ado, Jeff, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about the company that you're from.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Darian. So my company is called Huckabye. I'm the founder and CEO. We're a performance SEO platform. So we do two things. We have two products. One is we automated something called structured data markup, which is a really important language that Google likes to speak. And the second is we take advantage of Google's initiative called dynamic rendering with a product called SEO Cloud that actually makes a very SEO-friendly copy of your website and presents it to Google. So customers include Salesforce, SAP, Concur. We went through a round of $2.3 million in seed funding in January and had our best month in April, which was best month ever, which was kind of crazy, but we'll take it.
It's amazing. So brands listening right now, and they've got a website, or they work in an agency and they represent these large brands or small brands. What do you do for them? Like, what is the tool doing for, say, like guy who has a cat sweater company here in Alberta, BC?
Yeah, in my opinion, so my background comes from Overstock. I was the SVP of marketing for Overstock, large e-commerce company here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And we had a great SEO run, 0 to 300 million in just like 4 years. And for me, what really drives SEO is the technical side. And yet we spend most of our time on the sort of services or non-technical side, because the technical side can be quite difficult, but it's super important. So stuff like mobile friendliness, page speed, structured data, dynamic rendering. So basically what Huckabye does is check all those very difficult technical boxes, so that you can kind of focus on all the other stuff that you want to do, but rest assured that you have this basically like perfect version of your site for Google to interact with and to crawl. So that's the big crux of Huckabye is checking those big technical boxes that end up driving a ton of growth.
So many folks have had maybe a really good experience with SEO, kind of doing it themselves, or they had a really bad experience where they outsourced it to some wizard who had this beautiful oil that he sold to this person, and he was rubbing this oil all over his website and just kept telling him, next month, man, you're going to see it work. Yeah. So why can't someone just go to like SEMrush or Ahrefs and just kind of run one of those free audits and just kind of see what happens on the audit and just be good after that?
I mean, it's a good start, right? And it's funny that you say, use the analogy oil, because there's a lot of snake oil salesmen in SEO. The industry has an NPS score of 0. So it's almost impossible to get to an NPS score of 0. And, you'd rather go to your dentist than see your SEO agency. So for me, that makes
it is that an actual stat, or do you just...
Yeah, it's an actual stat. The SEO services industry, which is basically agencies and consultants, have an NPS score of 0. And there's a reason for that. It's that they're not aligned with their customers. They care about billable hours. Their customers care about growth. And some of the stuff that they say they can do, they can't. They don't have the technical access or the technical chops to make big changes. So the growth doesn't happen. So here you have this $95 billion industry that's conflicted, because you have people selling something and people trying to buy something, but it doesn't actually work. So that's what Huckabye is built to do, is sort of be transparent, tell people exactly what's going to happen, how it works, and watch it grow. And fortunately, our average customer grows 62% in 12 months, which is we're really proud of.
Wow. And the NPS score, is that, did kind of a third party do that, or how did you get that number? Where's that cited?
Yeah, I can actually find it for you for the show notes. But yeah, it's a cited number from, I believe it was one of those, Forrester or one of those big, sites like that. Yeah.
That's incredible. So what you do, it isn't just an auditing tool. It isn't just a tool that tells you where your site's at. You not only can get, you probably provide an audit, but then you guys actually do the work as well. Your tool.
Yeah, I mean, it's automated, right? That's the beauty of software. So maybe it makes sense for me to explain what dynamic rendering is. It's basically Google said, because the internet's getting so complex and sites are using so much JavaScript, give us a version that's easier for us to crawl. And it's just like, you know, how you have a mobile version of your site and then a desktop version. Now you can actually have a Google version. And so what Huckabye builds, and we have it automated, is we build this sort of perfect version. We strip out all the JavaScript. It's flat HTML. It loads instantly because it's hosted with Cloudflare, distributed at Edge around the world. We add structured data to the page, and boom, you've got this basically like perfect version for them to crawl.
So I'm Cat Sweater Company in Calgary, Alberta, and I come to your site. What's the process, or what's the cost, and how does that whole thing work?
Yeah, so I mean, the first thing is seeing, do you have issues today? Like, is the site having some crawl issues? Is it slow? Can we really help? Usually 90% of the time, the answer is yes. If you decide to buy, it usually ranges from about $1,500 a month up to $6,000 a month based on size of the site. So, and then implementation is a pretty straightforward thing. You know, it's a simple DNS change on your part that'll actually have, and you get multiple benefit. You don't just get the SEO cloud and the structured data. You actually get a Cloudflare license of your own. So the page speed on the site speeds up. We get you live and start tracking results. It's a pretty automated solution, which is nice. You know, I don't think you can really buy anything off the shelf like this, and it'll actually impact your organic search pretty significantly. There is SEO analysts at Huckabye that'll give you suggestions and sort of how we see success happening the best and most efficient way possible. But it really is a software company that's delivering you technology.
So basically, I could hire that, you know, kid in his basement down the road up in Edmonton and pay him a monthly fee with hopes that he will work on my website and fix it and tweak it. Or what you're saying is you flat out make a whole new site that's crazy Google friendly and it's way better results because you make you've figured out all the kind of checks and balances that Google wants.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yeah. And you know, there's still stuff that needs to be done. Like, you still need to write content. You still have to get backlinks. Like, we don't write content. We don't generate backlinks. We're there to solve the technical problems so that Google, you know, gives you all the credit you deserve for those other activities. So the guy down the street, he could be doing content writing. He could be doing link building. All of that's still super valid and valuable. Yeah. It's just we're solving some really kind of difficult problems that, you know, he would not be able to probably accomplish himself.
Do you use the term on-site versus off-site? Is that a good way to describe it? On-site SEO versus off-site?
I don't use that term a lot, but it's totally legit. I mean, it's valid. Yes, there's on-site SEO and there's off-site. Off-site's like social media and backlinks and you know, things going viral. On-site is, you know, sort of the stuff that we're talking about here.
So if you gave a percentage breakdown, and I don't know if you have a predicament or a prediction, what would you say Google looks at? You know, is it 50-50? Is it 60-40 versus on-site versus off-site?
That's a great, I'd say it's kind of 50-50. They're both important. The fundamental, you know, piece of the algorithm that makes Google the best search engine out there, and when they crushed all the competition, was their use of backlinks, right? That's like the key piece of their algorithm that made them so successful. So that's super ingrained in what they do. And so it's still really important. But this on-site stuff can be a prohibitor. So a lot of the companies that we work with, they don't even realize quite how bad the problems on their site are. And it's prohibiting them from Google to be able to understand what they do and then give them the appropriate traffic. So you can have all the backlinks in the world, but if the site's jacked up, you know, you're not going to rank for anything. So we kind of get rid of a lot of the obstructions to success.
That's awesome. So advice to your younger self, if you were to talk to yourself 5 years ago in the room and give SEO advice, kind of wise sage wisdom, what's something you wish you had done 5 years ago that would have helped your business today?
I'd say, you know, the advice that I'd give myself as a software founder and is to focus on marketing earlier in the process. So, you know, my whole life was marketing at Overstock, but now I'm spread across a lot of different things, but I kind of lost the focus of marketing, and you can easily get stuck in like sales, customer success, dealing with customers when marketing is really the engine that's going to drive this thing. So just really in the last 6 months, have we started to figure out our own marketing to be able to be, you know, just super successful. And now we've got that cranking. We've got our SEO cranking. We've got a lot of inbound leads happening. So it's, yeah, that's the advice I'd give myself 5 years ago.
That's amazing. And what are maybe three things someone could be doing right now to their own website to help with SEO? Some kind of DIY type of things.
Yeah. The first is navigation optimization. So those links in the header and the dropdowns, that's Google's first handshake with your website. And so if they're not descriptive, if they don't describe what you do, and they're not optimized in terms of like the right keywords, you're just at a huge disadvantage. And we see that happen almost in everybody's navigation. So it's a really quick fix. Call things what they're supposed to be, you know, what people search for, not what you call them internally. Really quick fix. The next would be, you know, backlink building. Quite honestly, is a really quick path to success. It's hard, but it still works. And then the third would be page speed. Page speed is like a major, major factor. And so if you can figure out a way to speed up your page speed, you're going to see results.
That's amazing. Any kind of tips for getting backlinks? Like what have you seen people do?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, our strategy is podcasts. Podcasts are a great way to get a backlink. You know, I would hope that you would link to our site when we post this podcast. It's a weird world in that, you know, it's awkward to ask someone to link to you. So great content and having something special, whether it's like an audit tool or having something special that people want to use, that's usually the most easiest way to sort of get a ton of links. But that's that takes a lot of, you know, either dev time or content writing or whatever. But truly, really good content is what's going to most likely get the most efficient links to your site and social media, you know, mentions and likes.
And as far as for you, kind of what are some trends that you're seeing in SEO, things that people need to be watching out for and kind of keeping an eye on?
Yeah, there's a lot of macro trends. I think voice is a really big trend. So if you think about when the internet swapped from being 90% desktop and 10% mobile to the opposite, that happened really, it happened over like a 6 month period. And I think the same is going to happen with voice search, where I don't really feel comfortable using voice search today, but I think I will at some point in the future. And I think what will cause the switch is the user experience. So if you think about before, when it was 90% desktop, maybe you had a Trio or a Palm Pilot or a BlackBerry, and you were like hunting and picking, right? You remember how long it would take for a page to load? I mean, it was brutal. And then the iPhone came out, and then the sort of download speeds got faster. And like in 6 months, all of a sudden, you know, you could do everything from your phone. I think that same thing's going to happen at some point with voice. So voice right now, if I want to buy a product or I want to, you know, get movie tickets or whatever, it's easier to do it on my phone or my desktop, but at some point it's going to switch. And what's interesting about it too is Google doesn't have a stranglehold on voice search. So with Siri and Alexa, you've got the two other major, major players kind of ahead of them, honestly, when it comes to voice search. Now, their sort of silver bullet is that they have Android, right? They have the phones, they have access to everybody's phone or most people's phones. So we'll see, but it's an interesting time for search because I think you're going to see kind of a big shift coming up. The other macro trend is immediacy. So now you get the answer from Google almost immediately, and you're less concerned about loyalty than you are with getting it quickly. Now that's all powered, fortunately for Huckabye, by structured data, all that, all of those answers and those rich enhancements in search results. And there's a lot, it's something like 50% of search now is a zero click search. So you just get the answer, right? What's the weather? What's the sports score? You know, who's the CEO of this company? Like you just get it immediately now. So I think that immediacy trend is here to stay. Like I don't see that going anywhere.
Yeah, it's wild the amount of stuff that's just pulled from websites and put right there versus even, showing the search results. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, you used to, like, if you search for a sports score, maybe you'd see, like, Yahoo Sports, and you'd see ESPN, and maybe you'd click on ESPN because you trusted it better, you like the brand, or you like the site better. Now there's none of that. It's just, give it to me now.
Yeah, it's wild. And then we have, I'm just going to say, hey, Google, right, is the other one that's trying to be, with Google Home and the little Google Home devices, they're trying to own that sector. But my four-year-old now knows to talk to Alexa through our Sonos device to turn on any song she likes. And then she figured out recently, it's her birthday coming up, and she's like, hey, Alexa, and it's like, I would like a new tutu. And it says, searching Amazon for new tutu. And then it lists this, but then it just goes on to describe this tutu, but with this really long description. It was, and then eventually he was just kind of fed up with this long description, but it ended up, sure enough, in our cart on my Amazon account.
Yeah, I mean, there's a great example of like the user interaction not quite being there yet. We have employees with kids that definitely interact with voice search way more comfortably than we do as adults. One of our developers, he has a son that's like 2 years old, and he talks to that thing all day long. It's amazing. He can get you know, anything done using that. So that's another reason why it's going to be very important, is this generation is going to be used to it.
So someone in your position, keeping a trend on SEO and what's happening, where do you go for inspiration and ideas, and where are you seeing some great resources out there?
You know, I'm not a sort of external facing guy all that much. I always say, like, I kind of live on an island, like my house is right there and my office is right here. I get most of my inspiration from the Huckabye team. I think our dev team, our marketing right now, they're cutting edge, you know, they're figuring stuff out and I'm learning now. It's not my vision, it's more like their vision. And that's kind of how I stay, as much as I can out ahead of things, is they've got their finger on the pulse of both Google and kind of where we're going as a company.
Wow. So in some senses, all the software that's out there, like Moz and Ahrefs and, you know, all the ones, SEMrush, Uber Suggest, those are all great tools that will help you figure out what's happening on your own site. But when someone's ready to take it to that next level, that's where you guys step in.
Yeah, they're great analytics tools. They tell you, just like you said, where you're at, what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong, how are your keywords ranking. But we're focused on the performance piece. So when you're ready to go and sort of see those numbers jump, Huckabye is a great solution for that.
And you can outsource it fully. You guys just take care of everything on the on-site side of things.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, you still have to optimize metadata and, you know, have good URLs and stuff like that. But the hard technical stuff is completely on us.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. So last thing, I want to know apps that you're in love with these days. What are some apps that you're like, man, this has been changing my life?
I like to play a lot of card games. So I'm using my, you know, just there's amazing, the gaming on your phone is like, it's unbelievable how far that's coming. Stuff like your daughter probably uses a lot, you know, it's being developed, not necessarily for me, but I'm super impressed with just how far iOS has come with games and making it feel like reality. So I like to play, you know, blackjack and card games, and it's just amazing where it's at.
That's
amazing. Sorry, I don't have a better answer for you.
That's great. I actually just signed up for, I finally, through this isolation time, I got convinced and I kind of like, I'm the classic, like, Masterclass has been marketing to me for like a year or whatever. And I finally folded because they had this buy one, give one account. And there's actually poker lessons taught by some master poker players on there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
How is Masterclass? Is that I haven't tried it. Are you getting your value out of it?
You know what? I've had it for 3 days now, and I've listened. Malcolm Gladwell has taught me about writing. Penn and Teller taught my son and I about magic. And then my son, especially, he's 13, is really excited to learn basketball from Stephen Curry. And then my wife is super excited. There's a ton of other writers on there and poetry teachers. David Sedaris teaches you about writing. R.L. Stein for writing for kids. Like, again, there's no commercial for Masterclass, but they have some of the most incredible teachers on there. I'm still blown away, and it's actually helpful stuff on there. Like, I'm definitely learning things every time I put it on.
I'll have to check it out, because this is a great time for learning. I mean, right? We have time. We have our attention is there. So that'd be cool to check out. We'll check that out.
Yeah, I did a chess one the other night. If anything, it's like, if you like David Attenborough doing like BBC Planet Earth type of stuff, like the chess one, like I actually enjoy playing chess, but it was also like the soothing voice, like kind of lulls you to sleep and you want to have a nice afternoon nap, or if you just want to up your chess game.
I'm not a chess player, but maybe I'll learn, you know, maybe I can go on and learn how to play chess.
Awesome. Well, thank you for your time, Jeff. This has been incredible. So many great ideas, resources. All the links are going to be down in the notes, of course. And of course, we're going to check out your site. And I can't wait to see where that NPS score is from, because I don't know, maybe there is a hope, maybe there is a chance that SEOs can actually up the NPS, you know, the net promoter score, because that would be amazing if somehow we could, you know, rising tide rises all boats. And if we can be a part of that solution, that would be awesome.
That'd be super cool. Yeah, I'll make sure we share that link to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
For sure. Thanks everyone for joining us this week on Marketing Jam, and we'll see you next week on the Jam.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.